Yo, damn, that was loud. Welcome back to another, damn, who's this doing that? Oh, that was my fault. I'm actually kind of rusty at this because last week I wasn't doing this, recording, but welcome back to another episode, and I'm here with my brother and my sister for the first time. I had both of them on last year, and did you come this year or no? Your mic's on.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Ooh, I'm loud.
You good?
Yes, I believe I was on in the fall.
Yeah, okay. So, and then Mia.
Hi.
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 Just recently got accepted and committed here to Marquette, so she'll be making more appearances next year.
Thank you.
And we
do
have one more guest currently on the way, Mr. Michael Healy.
He's coming,
so we got to go let him in. But yeah, how you guys doing? Thanks for coming up. How was the drive up?
Easy. Halfway up, I fell asleep.
Yeah,
so
same.
Nice.
Oh, classic.
So caught up on some sleep in the car on the way here. Had a long week, but.
Yeah, this dude has a new 9 to 5 action.
Yeah. Job's going well.
Well, you got to explain the job.
So I just started a tax associate job at PwC January 3rd. Stuff's starting to pick up now as we're beginning tax season.
What are you doing?
Filing partnership K-1s, K-3s, preparing tax work papers, all that good stuff.
I don't know what that is, but good job. Yeah, let's go. And then Mia, senior year of high school, second semester, has senioritis kicked in yet?
Yeah, it kicked in like...
She doesn't do school.
Yeah, I heard that you guys don't have school anymore. So.
No, we do. I don't know, I'm just like... Like, I like study and stuff, but I just tell myself that if I do bad on, like, a test or quiz,
yeah.
Like, who cares?
Well, yeah, you're already committed here. You're already going here. And, yeah, just enjoy the ride. Enjoy with your friends. Enjoy, I don't know, just life as a senior. Because it all changes once you get to college. It's a whole different dynamic.
No, I know. I'm like,
a lot more freedom.
A lot more freedom. But what are you most excited about when coming to a college like this or just college in general?
I would say just, like, not seeing, like, the same people every day. Not that, like, I don't like seeing people, but, like, being able to, like, walk to class, like, outside. And, again, yeah, just, like, for the freedom because, like, and also having, like, only, like, 2, 3, 4 classes a day as opposed to, like, spending the whole day in one building.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely, it takes some getting used to. But I guarantee you that you will be seeing a lot of the same people when you're walking to class.
Especially in the field that you're going to.
Yeah, you'll see a lot of people, you know. But it's a good thing because it's big enough where you will meet a lot of people. Especially you, your type. You're very social. You'll meet a ton of people, like, your first week.
Yeah, I'm also lucky because I feel like I already know a lot of people that go here.
Really?
Too.
You'll find your group pretty
yeah,
fast.
Yeah, you'll find your group pretty fast. I found it pretty fast. And, yeah, you just go from there and you just live life together. And you just try to make the most of, I guess, freshman year. It's a whole different dynamic to, like, what you're used to. It, like, completely puts you out of your comfort zone. And there's going to be, like, good moments and bad moments. But ultimately, it's good.
It's so. Just like people told me like before I went to high school like that it flies and like I like was like yeah whatever but it like really did like it's like still I still like don't see myself as a senior when I walk around fun. Yeah. Like it's weird.
I still remember my freshman year of high school and
yeah
that was almost
nine years ago. You know,
it's insane to think about, but yeah, time does fly.
I'll be right back. I gotta go.
We gotta
Michael.
Go get our other guest. But yeah, so far, yeah, I remember it being like, I don't know. It was just a good time, you know, like just being able to think about like how much you've progressed in life, you know, because you start in high school, you feel like that's a huge deal, and then you get to college, and then you finally end college, and then you're on your own, basically, doing stuff that all your education has taught you to do, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
It's all the build-up, and I don't know, I think it's a cool thing.
Yeah, the material itself in high school is whatever. You don't really use any of that. I don't really remember anything from high school.
It just helps
material-wise.
It just helps you progress, I guess.
Yeah, the preparation.
It just preps you how to study, how to learn in college, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Dad just made a bet for me at Potawatomi.
Ooh, okay, let's hear this bet here. Well, actually, let's wait until Healy gets back. And we'll get on that.
The Illini -6.5 today.
Okay, well, the Illinois Fighting Illini.
Whoa, don't say Irish.
My fault.
I don't associate with that school.
Why not?
Nah.
Not Notre Dame?
Nah.
Not Notre Dame. National champion runner-ups.
Good. I don't even like Ohio
We do
State.
Have a Notre Dame fan on the way up.
That's got to be tough.
It's got to be tough. Oh. And
He's walking in right now,
so we'll get him associated. So for now, we'll take a little break. All right, we're back. Thanks for joining us. And we do have our new guest, Michael Healy, is back.
Hello. Apologies for being so late, but I'm back.
That's okay. I like your jersey.
Oh, thank you, little Brian Bickle.
Champion.
Winter Classic.
Winter Classic. How do you think of Connor Bedard?
He's been doing pretty well recently.
Yeah, he's been scoring.
Did he beat the Red Wings the other day?
I'll be honest. I don't follow hockey.
I don't. Me
neither.
So I wore this out last night, and there were maybe like 10 people asking me about like actual hockey things. I'm like, yeah, dude.
I don't know anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody except Bedard.
How is Fenwick's hockey team?
I don't know. I've gone to a couple games recently because the goalie on varsity, I led Kairos with them, so I'm like friends with them now. So like the leaders will go like watch and like cheer for him, and they're like decent. I don't think they're like as good as they used to be, but they're still like they've won like every time I've gone. So
who do they play?
Yeah, I honestly have never gone to a Fenwick hockey game.
They played Ignatius. They played OPRF, like just like classic schools. Yeah. Fenwick's basketball, like boys team, is good this year. We were ranked 10th like a couple of weeks ago. Fenwick was ranked 10th, but wow. they always hold in there with like the ranked teams that we always only lose by like one.
Well,
better than what we had. We had starting center Brett Boholoboy.
Did he play hockey?
No, but he was center basketball. For basketball. He was
for basketball.
He
yeah.
was. I think I'm taller than him. I might be taller than him. And this guy had to go up against like 6'8". Yeah, 6'8".
That
eight,
was
six,
insane.
Nine.
Yeah, I remember. Okay, now I remember he was like a starter.
And what was the coach's name? Because he got fired, right?
Tony Young.
Oh. Tony Young. Is he still there?
No, he's not.
We played against him.
Get him out.
Oh, yeah. We played him in the men's league.
Oh, yeah. You were on that team, too.
Oh, my gosh. And then William apparently, like.
Had him for gym or something.
Yeah, and so he's just like, hey, world, bro. I'm like, William, what? What is happening?
I thought you guys were really going to beat them in that last game.
We should have.
Yeah, so for those
the last game I was
for those who don't know, we had a men's league in Arlington Heights, Illinois, and me, Teddy, Healy, your younger brother, we're all on it.
I might not be able to do it this year.
Are you gonna be here?
No, but I'm gonna. When does it happen?
It's like, I don't even know. A lot of people told me that they don't want to do it Arlington league anymore. So
I'll do
that
it.
Might be chalked.
I'll do it just because. There's less people, more playing time.
Yeah,
but sure. I think I'm going abroad halfway through the summer.
Oh, actually, where are you going?
Hopefully, still have to talk to the parents about that, but Netherlands?
Ooh. Amsterdam?
I believe so.
Nice. Just because?
No, do a study abroad for the summer.
Just like you want to do it? Like,
yeah.
Nice.
Just like 2 months or something?
Yeah, it would be like June 16th August 9th or something.
Did your siblings study abroad?
Only Molly, and she went to Italy.
Oh, nice.
And apparently, I've been informed that there's, like, a jubilee. Like, this is a jubilee year.
Oh.
Apparently, that means, like, the Pope is coming to open a door that doesn't open unless it's, like, a certain
year.
Like,
great. Yay.
Yeah, so it's like, tourism central. So I'm like, not going to go to Italy. You know.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know if you know, but she committed to Marquette.
Oh, I'm very well aware. Okay, this is a rumor.
He already congratulated.
Oh, awesome. Okay.
This is what we want right here.
Yeah.
See.
Outnumbered.
I know. Outnumbered.
Illinois.
No, when I said that I committed, Teddy was like,
So that's where you say congratulations.
I did say congrats.
But to be fair, it was between.
I'm not upset. I'm disappointed.
It was between Marquette and U of I. Like I got into U of I, and it was like,
actually nice.
Those two, but yeah.
Do you know what you're studying at?
Yeah, speech pathology.
Hell yeah. Nice.
Hell yeah. She'll be in the same building.
Yeah, I was about to say she'd be here, right?
In Schrader, where I am, same building that I have classes in.
Wait, right. Which? Oh, the Schrader, like
the one with the vines on it or the ivy.
Okay, now maybe I don't.
So you look at Joan of Arc, the building behind it.
Oh, that's Schrader.
Yeah, it's old building.
Yeah, yeah,
very
yeah,
old
very,
building.
Yeah. The medical center used to be in there.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. But nice. Yeah. Yeah. So what's been going on with you lately, Michael?
What has been going on with
me? I haven't seen you in
years. I mean. We interacted on National Marquette Day, but
that was it.
That was about it. We had a 48 race Mario Kart race last night. It was
with you and the roommates.
Yeah, it was fun until it wasn't fun.
You guys get bored of it?
Well, we had a game to go along with.
Yeah,
it.
I know.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, we didn't even get bored because we just got.
You just, more and more aggressive. Yeah.
And it was not.
Yeah.
I was losing a lot.
Was the basketball player Casey O'Malley there?
Casey O'Malley. No, he was taking care of his Valentine.
Oh, I guess, yeah. But how's he doing? I haven't seen him. Like, I haven't talked to him. Is he at your house?
Yeah, but whenever I see him, it's like, sure, I'll see him, like, to hang out and whatnot. But 90% of the time, it's literally just a blip of him.
See ya.
Yeah, he's like, what's up? See ya. I'm like,
going to Cincinnati.
Yeah, no, like I'll text him. I'm like, yo, what? Yada yada yada. He's like, oh yeah, sorry, I'm in Omaha. I'm like, Okay, yeah, sure.
I'm in New York. I'm at MSG. I'm going to be in MSG.
That's what I did. That happened last year. I was like, oh, you want to go play basketball? I was like, I'm kind of at Madison Square Garden. I'm like, what? I'm like, oh, yeah.
I'm kind of warming up on the court playing that Madden.
So you know that Marquette game you're watching? I'm kind of in that.
I'm on the bench over there. And I might get in.
I think I had a dream last night. He just randomly got into like a very important game during very important time.
You know, that's what I'm talking. Like if you get to like the March Madness and everybody gets in foul trouble, and then sometimes the walk-ons come on and then he comes on.
Have himself a Jack Golke game where he just like just laces it from every point of the court.
10 threes from Mr. Jack.
Was it 10 threes?
Yeah. Did you watch the All-Star thing yesterday? A G League team beat like the NBA rising star.
I saw that.
It was a team of Reed Shepard. Who else? Mac McClung.
That's
Spencer's brother.
There was no defense in that game. It was just.
But
like,
still, like a G League team against a team with both Thompson twins.
To be fair, though, Reed Shepard should be in the league.
He's a dog.
He's kind of good. Mac McClung is just.
Dude,
he only appears on
All-Star Weekend.
The memes, I love seeing the meme where it's like the Scared Straight episode of the kid laying in the bed and the security guards come in and yell at him to wake up. And it's like Matt McClung, or NBA to Matt McClung every All-Star break. And just,
yeah, the dunk contest, I think the Bulls player.
Matas Buzelis.
He's in the dunk contest.
That dunk contest, so I will not be
the white dude in the dunk contest.
I think isn't it only white dudes? No, there's another. Wait,
Stephon Castle's in it.
And he won. Didn't he win the award last night?
Yeah,
he was
the MVP.
He's good.
He is very good. I think we knew that because of how we saw him play in college, but like nobody thought he would be good.
He was on the same team as Zach Edey yesterday.
That's crazy.
Zach Edey's actually good.
Yeah,
he's doing good.
It was Stephon Castle, Edey, and Dalton Connect on the same team.
Wasn't there like four teams? I think there was
three. Four teams, and then they had like a tournament up to like the semifinals of yesterday's played up to 40, and then the finals of that played up to 25, and the winner of that plays on Sunday in the tournament for the All-Star game.
It's so weird.
So like
what?
Yeah. So the teams. So like they have a draft, and the GMs for Sunday's game are Chuck.
Oh, that's
Shaq,
the
Kenny and
Ernie Johnson.
Candace Parker. So the winner of yesterday's thing is Candace Parker's team, I think, and has to play Shaq's team. But they do the draft there, I think. I don't know.
This is stupid.
We
gotta let Adam Silver cook.
They always come up with like a new thing for All-Star Weekend, and then it always just gets worse.
But I'm actually interested in it. Like, I want to see how it goes. Like a tournament. Like, it seems pretty cool.
I really like. I only saw clips of stuff on like Instagram, but I watched maybe 30 seconds of the celebrity All-Star game, and there are so many unathletic celebrities.
Yeah, well, Drewski.
Yeah, well, he would be panting after passing the three-point line. I'm like, how? Like, what? How are you going to join the game and not at least get up and down the court once?
Sooner or later, we're going to have college players and NBA All-Star.
Oh, that would be so sick.
Imagine they just pull an All-Star team of college players.
This
year's draft is going to be good.
It is going to be good, yeah.
Cooper
Flag.
Cooper
DeGene? He said he wants to stay, though. Like, he hinted at staying.
Boy, he's not staying. That actually depends. The Duke boosters might throw a crazy amount of money at him, and he's like, actually, I'd like to pursue my education. No, you don't, Cooper. You just got 20 mils. 20 mils? No, 20 mil.
$20 million.
All the comments on these posts are like, he does not want to go to the Wizards.
Oh, true. He would be screwed. He would be so screwed. Him and Alex Saar or whatever the hell. He is
Kyle,
so bad.
Or Jordan Poole.
Oh, God. I forgot he's on that team. That is. Cooper Flagg.
How's
this team? Or
who?
The Bucks got Kyle Kuzma.
Kyle Kuzma was on the Bucks now.
Yeah.
And Giannis doesn't even play anymore.
I don't. You think Giannis to the Bulls 2026? That's when his contract's up.
Please.
Just saying.
Jerry's not paying that money.
Yeah, you're right. Forgot about that.
To the Cubs or Sox.
Why'd you say the White Sox?
I meant to the Bulls.
Dude, we signed Joey Gallo.
Yeah, why? Why? And I not only did I get a notification about it, but I got a notification that it was a minor league game.
Yeah.
Like,
he's like 40.
What are we doing? We're essentially, like, are we just paying for a daycare or something?
We're paying for
retirement home.
Yeah,
home.
What
we're
is retirement this? Home now.
He's probably like Jerry. I need a good 401k. Okay, help me out here.
Like, yeah, Jerry, I got a family.
Jerry, I got a family.
Could you hook me up, please?
Personally, I don't want to be a part of your bad organization here in Chicago, but send me to
Birmingham. Let me
ride
off into Sunset.
Isn't it Birmingham?
Yeah. Birmingham Barons, I think. Or Charlotte Knights.
Charlotte Knights is triple A.
Yeah. Birmingham is double A. But
I will not be watching baseball this year.
We're one of three teams that have a 0% chance to make the playoffs before the season even begins. It's us, the Marlins, and
the Rockies or something.
Yeah, the Rockies. Yeah.
It's so trash.
I'll do fantasy baseball. I did fantasy.
How's
baseball
your fantasy
the past
basketball?
Two days. Decent.
Oh, I could not do fantasy basketball.
Decent. How's your team?
Decent.
How's your team? Are you in it?
No, I'm not.
Oh.
My team stayed healthy for the most part. Thank God Tatum and, like, Scotty Barnes and Bam are staying healthy.
Scotty Barnes.
But I'm, like, in sixth place out of 14, but I'm winning this. This is, like, the last – or next week is the last week of the regular season before the playoffs.
Really?
Yeah, the commish.
Isn't it a whole – it's not even halfway through the season if it's the All-Star break?
Well, the commissioner made the playoffs earlier this year because – at the end of the season, people start sitting out.
Oh.
It's hard to sort of game plan.
I like how you're talking like as if Adam Silver is running your
the
commissioner. You know, he's got to move.
Oh, it's my cousin who's the commissioner.
There you go.
Nice.
Used to be my dad,
like,
but my dad can't run.
Every day at dinner, Dad's like, I mean, Teddy will be like, "All right, Dad, I'll offer you this for this," and then Dad will be like, "Why the hell would I do that?"
He likes his team. I like it.
I don't even know who he has. Who does
he
have?
He has both of the Thompson twins on his team.
Victor.
He has Wemby.
That is, I mean, that's not a bad lineup. The Thompson twins and Wemby. What was the trade you offered him?
Well, at the time, he had this guy on the Hawks, Jalen Johnson, who was averaging like 21-10. I wanted him. I offered him two mediocre players. Start off the bargaining there, and he instantly declined me. Tried counter offering, he never budged. And then a week later, Jalen Johnson got hurt and is done for the rest of the year. So
he did not.
Blessing in disguise.
Thank God he didn't accept that trade at the time. And I still give. I'm like, Dad, you should have accepted that trade. Like, you would have gotten two free players for nothing. And he's like,
whatever. Whatever.
I'm actually really bad at trading in fantasy.
Oh, yeah. I'm abysmal. I can't do
football. Fantasy football was horrible this year for me.
Oh, yeah, me too. I was in out of a team of 10 leagues, or a team of 10 teams, and I was in three of them. I got ninth in all three.
Consistency.
I guess. Yeah.
I was in three leagues, and I got second in every single one of them.
Fantasy is just
did
all
you win any
luck.
No.
Oh.
It's just all luck.
Yeah, but I made it. I was like, all right, I made it to the championship and all three. I'm going to win one, surely. No, I lost every single
damn.
One.
Damn. So that actually kind of sucks.
I know.
Going into the, yeah, you go into the week, you're like, all right,
come on.
Give me one. Give me one here.
Yeah, I did it.
End of the week? Nope.
I'm excited for football next year.
I hope the Bears can be good.
Yeah. It's going to be very interesting.
They need
to nail this offseason.
I also thought the Super Bowl was kind of fun.
See the Chiefs
go down.
I just
didn't want the Chiefs to win.
I couldn't let the, like, I just couldn't stand that team. That
I don't even like the Eagles, but
I don't know. I don't like them either. But
somebody else
played out of their mind.
I don't mind seeing Saquon win a ring.
Example of when you build the trenches on the offensive line and defensive line, you can win football games by a lot.
It also helps that you have the Georgia Eagles on the D-line. I mean, like, that whole team has been playing with each other for, what, 6 years now? Something like that? It's crazy.
People are still giving Ryan Poles a little crap because he didn't draft Jalen Carter when he could have.
Yeah, and they should. I mean, sure, I'll give him that. He was a part of a murder case at the time of drafting. But if we go back in history, like, okay, Laramie Tunsil had that like gas mask thing. He's still pretty good, or if he's even in the league.
Yeah,
he was still pretty good when he was on the Texans.
He is on the Texans still.
He went back to the Texans?
I think he's still on the Texans.
I know he was on the Vikings at one point.
No, he's still on the Texans.
Yeah, good for him then. Look at that.
But we drafted Darnell Wright instead of Jalen Carter.
Didn't he get hurt?
Oh, no, we traded down. I don't remember. I think we did.
For what did we get?
We got Darnell Wright in another pick that draft.
Our first draft pick is going to be Ashton Jeanty.
No, I don't think.
I think a lot depends on if we get that Chiefs lineman.
Trey Smith?
Yeah,
we need him. He's 26, and he played with Darnell Wright in college.
Yeah.
Oh, I did not know that.
Tennessee.
Would you not want to see Ashton Jeanty in the backfield for the Bears?
We don't need him.
Yes,
though.
We do.
DeAndre Swift is not the answer.
He's good, but he's already getting old.
The thing is, there are a lot of good running backs that you can get late in the draft. Like the Iowa running back,
Ashton
Caleb
Jeanty.
But you don't draft a running back in the first round, let alone the 10th pick. When was the last time that happened? Besides, like, 2 years ago.
But
when was the last time that
happened?
I forgot
Bijan Robinson and Jahmyr Gibbs went.
Yeah,
like
but 10. Then look at Gibbs.
Yeah, and Bijan. I mean,
yeah, see?
That's true.
It could work, and Ashton almost broke the record.
Yeah, I was going to say, the last time it probably happened or that it like, carried this much significance before you brought up 3 years ago was probably, what's his name? Barry Sanders.
Barry.
Yeah. We just gotta put our trust in Ben Johnson and that Ryan Poles drafts players that he wants.
Yeah,
I heard that Kevin Warren is now like actively in the McCaskey's face, like saying they need to spend. Like now
that's
that,
good.
Now that Virginia is gone,
rest in peace.
He's like, yeah,
spend. Some
at first,
money.
I wasn't.
Money. At first,
we're
I wasn't
gonna drain
fan.
The bank account.
I wasn't a fan of Kevin Warren, like, starting to dip into, like, football operations, but, I mean, he hasn't been too bad.
I don't mind it at all, because I think if we had someone else in place, Poles probably wouldn't have gone and gotten Johnson, because people were saying that Johnson would have coached Poles out of his job.
That's what I heard, too.
So, Poles was not too thrilled about wanting to get him, but I'm assuming, and what I've heard is that Kevin Warren was like, no.
You're good.
We're doing this.
Kevin Warren's job, he got hired in the first place to build the new stadium, and we haven't even started.
No,
we
not going to happen.
No, not going to
happen.
I don't think
that's going to happen.
I don't think we're seeing a new stadium until maybe 2035.
I'm retired.
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
The Arlington Heights Bears.
The Arlington Heights Bears.
They destroyed a great racetrack for that. You know, I'm really mad. I'm actually really mad. Don't even get me started with that. I would go out to Arlington Heights with my family... Spread a little money there, got the ponies going, and then, boom, they knock it down. I'm not happy. I am not happy. Such a beautiful sight, too. You walk in, you see the trees.
Oh, God. I don't know if you're serious or not.
I am so serious. I have pictures. Arlington Heights racetrack. I actually have gone there maybe 3 times.
Remember there was a racetrack by our house?
Yeah, we had a racetrack.
The Maywood racetrack.
Oh, the Maywood one was so grimy. It always smelled like horse poop.
Yeah, it was gross.
I wonder why.
And now that, what do they put there?
Canes.
Goodwill store.
I looked up Arlington Heights. These are the 3 photos I have.
Let's see it.
And then this is me at the...
So there's actual racetrack one, and then there's 2 goofy pictures of us in our league.
Oh, yeah, that league was fun. And we had our personal videographer.
Recent. That was like the last
Yeah, I went to every game.
Of,
yeah, it was the last
and
year.
And you could hear me, if you look up the videos, you could hear me yelling in the back.
Is that me and William? The jersey swap from the same team.
He just looked up Arlington Knights in that
poll. And then this is, like, this, I was actually at the racetrack.
Oh, wow, okay. When was this? Recent?
2019.
Okay, a little high school. Nice.
I think I went there once when I was like 5.
Kid. My the first time I went there, my cousin put, I think it was 25 or 50 cents on a Superfecta box, which just means you pick the first 4 racers or the first 4 horses to appear in order correctly, like first 4 or nothing. Turn 25 or 50 cents into like $500.
Wow.
It was crazy.
That's insane.
What's your bet that you made?
Oh, with Parents drop me and I off, and they're going to Potawatomi. I'm like, Dad, can you sprinkle a little Illini minus 6.5 for me? Because I can't bet that in at home.
Yeah.
Wait, why not?
You can't bet on, like, your own colleges or the state's colleges that you're in.
Really?
You can't bet Northwestern or Illinois.
I didn't know that.
That is so weird.
It's a dumb rule.
Oh. I did not know that. I don't bet, so I don't know.
The thing is, I think you could take it at a casino, just like DraftKings and FanDuel and
ESPN. You definitely could. You definitely could.
You can't do it on those.
Oh, how's the 21 life?
Oh,
happy birthday!
Thank you. It's dangerous. Very, very not dangerous, but like
fun.
The last thing, I don't want to sound like every corny 21-year-old, but the last thing anyone needed was for me to turn 21. No, but it's been very fun.
Good.
Very fun. I drove to the border just to get a nice little Super Bowl bet off on my new DraftKings account. I decided to throw money on the fact that it would be clear Gatorade that was thrown at the end of the game. It was, in fact, not clear.
It's yellow.
You really bet for it to be water?
No, not water. Clear, like glacier freeze.
Glacier ice.
But, yeah, that was not my best bet. But yeah. But I did win squares.
Oh, how much?
Super Bowl squares, 75. And then for a little bit, I was bouncing back and forth because we watched the game at Who's on Third.
Mm-hmm.
I was bouncing back and forth between the slot machines and the pull tabs. You know, just like put the dollar in for the pull tab, get your money, put it in the slot machine, and do it all over again. So I only went down like $5 when I should have gone down maybe 50, but
hey,
not bad at all.
Not bad.
I won. My math class did Super Bowl squares, and I won.
Extra credit, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
Nice. It's
funny.
Would they legally be allowed to do money?
A bunch of 17-year-old high school seniors.
I mean, my math teacher's like 20.
Everybody put in $50.
Who was the old math teacher that everybody hated? Not age-wise old, but like I don't think he works there anymore. He was the football coach, too. Barabaz, right?
Oh, he's still there.
He's still there?
Yeah.
Barabaz.
He doesn't teach anymore.
I haven't heard that name in years.
I had him.
I remember, like, I kind of liked him when
I liked
football
him.
And when I, like, just, like.
I didn't mind him.
Yeah, but I did not.
Apparently, a lot of people didn't like him.
Yeah, a lot of people did not like his teaching.
Yeah, his teaching was weird.
Yeah, I heard he wasn't a good teacher.
But anyway, yeah, Mr. Barabaz, if you're listening, get better.
Just a direct call out. Get good, kid.
Get good at this.
Get good.
Math stuff.
Good job.
I still think that the funniest class at Fenwick I've ever been in is last year, Mr. Lampkin's physics class.
Jeezy peeps. I didn't even take physics.
I didn't take physics either.
He's like younger than mom and dad, but he acts
what?
Like he's like 80
no,
years
wait,
old.
No, wait. No, wait. Time
he's
out.
He's like
time
not
out.
That old.
Big glasses, Lampkin?
Yes, I don't think he's that old. He just acts
he
like
was
he,
in his 60s.
Yeah.
He like acts like he's like 90 years old.
Doesn't he vape in the bathroom?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
He tells
yes.
He has his vape charges on the desk.
Drip fatty clouds in the bathroom.
And then
stall.
Like there's like we have like
so
a
goofy.
Somebody made like a senior story on Snapchat and like somebody recorded his computer and it was like not appropriate things
oh.
on the computer.
Why are we exposing him?
So Lampkin's fired by tomorrow.
Yeah. Due to a podcast in Milwaukee.
He's an interesting cat. I'll say that.
But he does.
I thought he was like 65 when I was a freshman.
I know. He's like, not that old.
I just remember him being like so into the NHS stuff.
I don't know why they put him in charge of that. It's him
I
and
was,
all the,
oh, yeah, he is.
He also runs the robotics
yeah,
club
he does,
that
yeah.
I was a part of for a
what?
Week. Yeah. Oh, I was trying everything. And like I did robotics for a week, and then I'm like, yeah, no, this is not my cup of tea. when I did volleyball, I'm like, no, I'm out. Me and John Dock just
John
sat there
Dock.
In the corner.
Isn't John Dock like a baseball player now?
Yeah, and he's actually like pretty good.
That's I always like, see his clips on Instagram, him at BP.
Yeah, he can pimp them.
Mm-hmm.
But that was funny. I forgot about that. That was so bad. What was her name?
Whitman.
Yeah, she
was my coach.
She was nice and all, but like
I feel like you didn't. She didn't really give you an opportunity.
She was just like,
okay.
Anyway, what am I gonna do? Like, oh, play me. Like,
I remember Fennell put me on math team.
Oh, I remember.
I didn't even have a choice. Like, he's like, you're on math team. We have practice after school.
Why?
And so I went to the first practice. The next day, I went up to him. I'm like, I'm not doing this, Fennell. Get me off the team. It was like a 4-hour practice of just doing math problems.
Well, yeah,
that sounds awful. And I like math.
And I was the least smart. Like, there was.
Like, Hugo Nunez is a math team state champion.
So is Finley Huggins.
The smartest kids in the grade, and then there's me on the math team just because I scored well on the test. I'm like, dude. Roger, trust me. You don't want me.
I'm not that guy.
I don't have the patience to do math problems for 4 hours.
I could just imagine, like, a math team draft or whatever. You have everybody, and then you're going down the line. It's like, okay, genius. Who the hell is this?
I go up to, like, Castellano.
Where'd this guy come from?
Dan Castellano.
Who the hell is this
guy? I'm like, how do you guys do this, like, 3-4 times a week? Just 4 hours after school math problems? Dude, it's fun, dude.
I was about to say, they always hit you with the most, like
why?
Like, dude, no, that
the
is
best
not.
Part, you gotta, like, grind for, like, 3 of them, but the last hour, you could just mess with Fennell. I'm like, dude, I don't care to mess with Fennell for an hour.
Yeah, because that sounds like a riveting time. Just messing with an old teacher. I'm good.
I'd rather play basketball.
It'd be better if you were messing with, like, Coach Power or something like that.
Oh, yeah, jeez.
Oh, my gosh. We kind of did mess with him.
Well, like, freshman year health with us, too.
No, who was... Who? Oh,
you
what
guys
was
had the same health class.
That was so bad.
That was so stupid.
What was that movie we watched about the girl that was, like,
schizophrenic? Oh, my gosh,
that was
so
weird. He's like, take notes. This is very important for the human
body.
There's going to be a test on this. I sit down, and within the first, like, 30 minutes, I'm like,
what are we doing?
What
here?
Am I watching?
Yeah, I know. He puts on this black and white movie about a girl in an insane asylum.
But I feel like they didn't accurately depict schizophrenia. Because, like, within the, like, I think it was just a guy that's like, so how are you? And she's like, nah. Like, that's not how schizophrenia works. Like, it was, I was like, what is happening? Like, it was so bizarre.
Yeah, I mean, it was weird.
I had Mr. Hogan for health freshman year. And he just, like, left in the middle of the year and didn't say anything. And then, like, and then we had subs for, like, a month.
Oh, no.
And all we did was watch movies. Like, we watched Blindside. We watched Miracle.
We watched Rudy.
We did watch Rudy,
with,
too.
Coach Power, too.
We did?
Yeah, we watched Rudy.
I definitely just did not go to class that day.
Or you were just too busy playing games on your iPad.
Probably. I was a Baseball 9 merchant.
Baseball
I still
9.
Play Baseball 9.
Yeah! And I played the last era of good Madden Mobile freshman year. That was fire.
Wait, have you guys heard of the game Block Blast?
Block Blast?
That's literally what everybody plays at Fenwick now. I see it on everybody's iPad. It's
dude,
like the new
senior,
game.
Junior
Block
and
Blast.
Senior, for me, the game was Flappy Golf. Dude.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, the progression.
Didn't someone... Sorry, go ahead.
The progression of games through Fenwick students, like, as you go through the years, like,
yeah, no,
it was
exactly.
It was like a, like the
oh
trend.
Yeah, I,
yeah
yeah
that
trends
wait of, sh- wait Zach
yeah I know that game
I play that game, everybody plays that game now,
but it's just funny the trends of, like, games are like, oh, everybody's playing this game now, everyone's playing like stick Spider-Man game,
dude, that
know.
Slither game, everybody
Slither.io.
Was
Slither.io dude,
what
just...
was the I mean, people got so invested into Clash of Clans and then, like, still are carrying it out, like, Justin I think has an account that's been going for maybe 8 years. Like, it's crazy. It is actually crazy.
And they still do it.
Yeah.
They're like,
they will get back from class and, like, oh, we got a raid. I'm like, so we're grown men saying we need to raid. All right.
Need to upgrade my town hall, guys.
I'm dead.
Yeah, but, you know,
games, you know, games are
what
games.
What are the games? I'm trying to think of what are the games.
Among Us was a big one. That was COVID.
I can't even remember.
Dude, I still have Baseball 9.
Hell yeah.
I need to go back on, like, my iPad and just see the games that I have.
Baseball 9.
Trivia Crack, that was a...
Trivia Crack had a quick stint with our grade.
Do you remember Wiki Races?
Oh! Oh! Yeah, and wasn't it Hugo that was, like, really good at it for no reason?
Well, guess what? I was... Yesterday at work, I was on my iPad, and I was looking through it, and I found it, and I was like, you know, let me play a couple of games of this. It was looking darn. I'm
what game is it?
It's called Wiki Races. I'm actually gonna... You just gave me a new game to...
It's like in class, it's like so a bunch of Wikipedia pages with like keywords, and you're supposed to get to a specific keyword by going.
Oh,
to the
yeah, room. I forgot about that.
Wiki games,
Wiki races.
I forgot about that one.
It's a good game.
It's a good game
because then you also just like you're playing the game, but then you also stumble upon some really weird Wikipedia pages. You're like, what?
They literally have everything.
Yeah,
anything.
It like. You go from, like, a random Swedish actor to, like, Black Plague. Like, you could really do anything. It's kind of fun, though.
Very do you
fun.
Guys play GeoGuessr?
That's what it... Yeah, GeoGuessr was huge. GeoGuessr came out when we were in high school.
I never played it.
And honestly. So it just got...
I'm so bad at it. I don't know where anything is in the world.
Yeah, no, I hate seeing those clips of guys where it's like...
One second.
Yeah, they open up. Okay. It's like, yeah, middle of Uganda. Like, what? How did you get that off a fire hydrant? Like, that's not how that works.
No, yeah, that so dude's weird. Insane. Yeah. Like, there was a clip. He was like, it was a basketball court, and he was like, oh, you know, I think this is the basketball court at the White House. And then it was.
No, it was a basketball. It was like, oh, I've played here. This is a basketball court in Aruba at this specific place.
What?
And he got it right. I'm like, dude.
There was another guy I saw who started, like, making it even harder by just zooming in on the photo. So, like, there was, it's a curb. He's looking at a photo of a curb, and he sees two white people wearing, like, the bottoms of their feet with on clouds. He's like, oh, this has got to be Southern LA. Like, of course, it's just right around here, around that corner. It's North Ave on that street, right? Boom, right on the dot. I'm like,
he's like, what?
It's got to be
Southern
LA.
It's like a random picture of, like, Argentinian road or something. He's like. See these rocks, guys? These are Argentinian rocks.
What?
Yeah. They have to be, like, baiting us. There's no way they're actually, like, yes, the rocks. They're Argentinian.
And it's, like, it's less than 5 seconds, too.
It's maybe, too. Like, it takes more time for them to type it out than actually locate it.
I don't understand how they do it.
When I went to Argentina, I didn't see any rocks.
I just made up.
Yeah, did you take notes? Did you take notes of the rocks
I did,
there?
So
get
I
it on
GeoGuessr. So I could play that game.
I just made up a country, but just sees a curb, notices the rocks or the grass, and is like, oh, this country's grass, 100%.
I didn't know countries have specific grass.
I didn't either.
Well, yeah. Cool. Do you guys have any songs that you'd like, or any requests for the last song?
Maybe a little Upside Down.
A Jack Johnson.
That's a good one.
A little Jackie.
Wait, what time is it? Oh.
It's 10:50.
Wait, do we have to get out at 10:50?
No, but some people might be coming for... Yeah. But yeah, thanks all you three for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for having us.
It's always a good time. This will be a great episode.
Oh, fantastic episode.
Great
conversation.
Oh, yeah. We're bouncing around all
over
the place.
Once we figure out something to talk about, it goes by so fast.
We went from the All-Star game to GeoGuessr.
GeoGuessr.
How did we get there? I don't know. I guess you're just going to have to listen to the previous 45 minutes to see how we got there. But if you're already here, congrats, you made it through.
Congratulations, you're probably the only person that's actually ever listened to the whole thing.
But yeah.
I guarantee Mom and Dad are going to watch this back and be like, what the heck is GeoGuessr?
It's okay, because this is what the show is all about.
Wait, what was the food I said I hated?
Fudge.
Fudge.
My mom talks about that. Every time she sees fudge anywhere in the store, she always goes, I'm going to buy this for Healy every single time without fail.
I'll launch that thing across the room. If you give it. Like, it's practically pudding, but it's not pudding. It's so stupid. I actually am getting annoyed again.
What the hell? Yeah, my mom just, like, always comes, you know, fudge pisses me off.
It does! And then, it's so annoying!
And then now my dad says it, too.
Shout out.
Like, we'll be, like, on vacation. We'll walk into, like, a store. They'll be like, ooh, fudge. Is Healy here? Let's piss him off. That's what they say.
She's on a family vacation.
All right. Well, that's good. Yeah, hopefully you're not too pissed off now.
I got a little riled up, but we're good.
Hopefully this song will cheer you up.
It will.
It will. All right. Well, thanks, everybody. Hope you have a great Saturday. And
stay safe in the snow.
Stay safe in the snow.
Would you like to build a snowman?
Yeah. All right.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. See ya. See ya, buddy.